This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at muscle mass predicts longevity in older adults, and finally, a story about non-operative management of discogenic back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 470, recorded August 1st, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The association of obesity as defined by high body mass index, BMI, with risk for premature death in older adults has been inconsistent, and some studies suggest that mortality might be lower in those who are obese versus those who are not obese. Notably, BMI incorporates both fat and muscle mass, which have different metabolic effects. To determine whether greater muscle mass is associated with lower all-cause mortality, researchers in this study examined data collected between 1988 and 1994 on over 3,600 United States adults who were not underweight and who were alive greater than 2 years after the start of the study. Muscle mass was measured using bioelectrical impedance. After adjusting for confounders, all-cause mortality was significantly lower among people in the higher quartile of muscle mass relative to those in the lower quartile. In contrast, BMI was not associated significantly with all-cause mortality. This study showed a strong correlation between higher muscle mass and longevity among older adults. It also suggests that BMI, which does not distinguish between fat and muscle mass, is an inadequate predictor of early mortality. However, this study does tell the researchers whether interventions that increase muscle mass will lengthen survival in older adults. As always, discuss all exercise and nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A systematic evaluation of the literature recently published in the journal Spine was performed to investigate current non-operative management of the treatment of discogenic low back pain. Back pain is a major health care concern, with up to 39% being discogenic in origin, according to one study. Non-operative therapy is likely to be the initial treatment strategy for discogenic low back pain. The 11 randomized controlled trials, known by its acronyms RCTs, investigated included traction therapy, injections, ablative techniques. Results from five RCTs investigating methylene blue injection, steroid injection, ramus communicans ablation, intradiscal electrothermal therapy, and biaqueplasty favored intervention over sham therapy. However, results from the study on methylene blue injections have not been replicated in other RCTs. Evaluation of the selection criteria used in the studies on ramus communicans ablation and intradiscal biaqueoplasty, and a stratified analysis of results from the RCTs on intradiscal electrothermal therapy cast doubt on whether the conclusions from these RCTs can be applied to the general patient population with discogenic pain. The study concluded that there are few high-quality studies evaluating non-operative treatments for reducing discogenic low back pain. Although conclusions from several studies favor intervention over sham, it is unclear whether these interventions confer stable long-term benefit. There is some promise in newer modalities such as biaqueoplasty. However, more inclusive studies need to be performed. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.